Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Can you hear me okay back there? Great. It probably doesn't matter if you can or not, actually. In fact, it might actually be better if you can't. I wouldn't want to encourage you to think if you can avoid it. The only question I have is, are you able to surrender? Are you able to just be here? And if the answer is no, that's okay. No, I can't just be here. I have to. My mind is all over the place, and my body is unsettled, or something like that. So if you find you're not able to be here, first notice if there's any judgment about that. Well, I should be able to be here. After all, I'm here. And just see if you can just let go of any judgments or comparative thoughts. Well, I was here yesterday, or on that retreat. I want to be here. If any of that is happening, then go deeper and notice what you're sensing. Notice what sensations are in the foreground, what you're feeling in the foreground. And ask yourself, or ask into the space, ask into the big mind, as it were, how can I just be here? Can you feel how that works? Asking in a particular way delivers. Because it goes beyond our grasping mind. It goes beyond our instinctual survival need to understand. But simply we just ask for what we need or want. Almost like an offering. And then just be with that question. Or notice that the question automatically turns the space, shifts the reality. How can I just be here? you might find just hearing that or asking it brings you here. That's what I'm talking about right now, is how to ask the question that will free you in this moment. Because for most people, if their mind isn't in the way, if their projections are not in the way, automatically you're here fully. There isn't the filter of the so-called me in the way. It's only a thought that's in the way. So there's many ways to find the truth of your existence. You can find it through your mind. You can find it through expression. You can find it through sensing, through feeling. You can find it through energy. Whatever way works for you in this moment, it will bring you, it will open you. And it will bring you back into a harmony, a harmonious presence. Maybe just being here and sensing, if you're able to, this energy or presence in the room. If you can sense that or see it or tune into it, just give that your attention and see what happens. Whatever allows you to, in a sense, be out of the way is what's working for you, is your guidance system, your teacher, your path. The fuel of that guidance system is this, what we call presence or awareness or energy or awakened consciousness. It's a vastness of perception. And if you feel yourself opening into that, it could be really freeing and it could be a relief. You could feel lighter and more spacious, unburdened. It could also bring up, because it's spacious, it can bring up what's been held back in the unconscious mind. So it could bring up a feeling of insecurity or energy or restlessness or fear, even aversion. It could bring up your primary organic programming to survive. So right now, notice how it is. Notice if you're unified in the space, if you're one with seeing and feeling and hearing, that there's just this connectedness. What we call the transmission. Or notice if something is moving in you, something is in resistance or struggling, wanting comfort or healing. Fundamentally, you could say that the teaching that happens here is in silence. It's whether words are happening or not, there's a conveyance of what you are fundamentally. A mirroring and a reflecting of your essential self. That's the fundamental perspective, you might say, here. And everything else is a discussion of how to return to the source of that. Because for most people, it's an ongoing discovery, an ongoing exploration of how to return back to openness. And it's okay to know that you can go in and out of that. For most people don't have the sort of instant transformation. Some people have that, but usually it's more of a gradual movement. Back and forth into openness and deepening, and then a movement of the personal material to be integrated. I think in the past there's been an emphasis on just the narrow attention on presence, on spiritual consciousness only. And a kind of putting aside the human stuff. You don't need to bother with that. That's all Maya. Until it comes back and bites you, you know where. But we're moving forward in human consciousness. And because of that, we're finding that awakening is an ongoing process of realizing your true nature and simultaneously integrating your imperfect, unsatisfied human condition. So you could say that you can have profound happiness while you're still in the process of getting what you want. It sounds like a contradiction. But do you think an enlightened person would go to a restaurant and say, well, I don't know why I'm here because I really don't need to eat anything. And there's nothing on the menu I want because I don't want anything. That would be tough. I think what's really true is that when you awaken to your true nature, you're absolutely clear in the moment. You might say on a human level what you want without any resistance, without any attachment, without any struggle around it. Because human beings are, or you know, we're organic beings with feelings and needs. So the awakening is, gives you the space, gives you the clarity, gives you the inspiration to really live life fully rather than narrowly. Unless your way is to live narrowly, and that's okay. There's a place for that. And a time for that for people. So, notice now if you're here. Or let me put it this way. Notice now if you're more here than you were. If there's more attention or energy or presence or brightness. Because as you arrive here fully, things become enlivened. You literally are connected. So there's a transmission of energy that happens. They used to say that you become enlightened by all things. And you enlighten all things. It's just a fancy way of saying that you're in that space of connection with everything. I like to call it intimacy. It's a kind of closeness or a nearness. Then when you're shifting into your true nature, there's nothing that's out there. There's no one out there. It's all one. And on a human level, it's experienced often as love, actually. Not needy, attached, sort of, you know, fantasy love. It's really this kind of beautiful big-heartedness that's very fulfilling on a human level. Of course, as our hearts open, which they will, and they're wanting to, naturally, what can come with that is the old wounds of the personal. And that can be a tricky dance to negotiate. And I really encourage great care and tenderness and patience and a willingness to not get caught in one's conclusions or need to know what the heck's going on. Okay? Because that just puts up a barrier, usually. I have found that the human development, you might say, and the spiritual unfoldment are completely interconnected. They inform each other profoundly. So, one of the greatest teachers in our lives on the so-called path are relationships. And the primary relationship is with yourself, actually. How do you treat yourself? You know? And then can you begin to notice how when your buttons are being pushed by someone else, triggered, are you still caught in thinking it's them? That's okay if you are, but you might ask yourself, wow, do I want this? Do I want to be carrying this around? How do you bring attention to the triggered, activated parts of yourself when they are? Because if you can begin to work with that, you're really beginning to dissolve the projections, beginning to bring home everything you've been streaming out and projecting out. And that is a very powerful shift in understanding the profound responsibility that we have in finding our way. Responsibility that's free of any blame. I just want to say that because that word often comes with this idea of blame. No blame. Actually, it's a relief to know that no one else can control your process. No one. There is no teacher outside of you. Not possible. The real teacher is your true self and your connection to that. This relationship here helps you see it and recognize it and follow it and trust it. And can help you see some of the dark sides and dark and the blind spots along the way. Very helpful. You know what I mean? So you begin to trust that guidance system. And in that, you begin to drop more and more of your ideas and your concepts about what you think it is or how it's supposed to work or what you've read or heard about it. And you find yourself in this moment with an open mind, an open heart. There's a vibrancy in it. I don't know how to say it. You are so here. You know, it's awesome. I'd say that when you're really fully here, you're digging it. You'll go, yeah, this is what it's about. Do you know digging it? Is that still an understandable word? Oh, that's good. That's a good word. I like it. Because I think you should enjoy yourself on this path as much as you can. We've been all, most of us, too damn hard on ourselves. We've beaten ourselves up. Other people have beaten us up. We think that's what we're supposed to do, is compare ourselves and feel bad about how we are because someone else has something we don't or we think they do. I don't know where I was going with that. I forgot. And that's a great question to ask yourself. Am I enjoying myself or is this just really a bummer right now? Why did I drive all the way down from Santa Rosa? Sebastopol. God, I could have been hanging out in my garden.
fixing the pipe. What would it take right now to enjoy myself? How could it, is it even possible to enjoy myself right now? You know, I'll bet if you ask yourself that, your heart will start to radiate more. Like, it's saying to you, right on. The point of all of this is to find out that you can enjoy yourself right now. And enjoy others right now. Or take care of what you have to take care of. Whatever that is, you know, and even if it's, if you're having a hard time, how to be with that, or if you're with someone who's having a hard time, how to be with them. With love and compassion and tenderness and profound patience and no agenda about what they should or shouldn't do or blah, blah, blah. To completely get out of the way. That's the advantage of awakening, is you're not in the way of whatever's needed right now. So of course you can take action if you need to. Of course you can be an activist if you are. You can do whatever's right for you. No problem. Whatever you have to take care of. Whatever circumstances you're faced with or difficulties that are even impossible. So you might say that what we're cultivating here is more space. And we need that, especially here in San Francisco. It's getting a little cramped. I feel like I'm living in a construction war zone with sirens going by every 5 minutes and road blockages everywhere. It's if you can't get space on the outside, you can get it on the inside. Okay. Oh boy, I really chatted a long time. I didn't want you to feel uncomfortable about having to raise your hand. And okay, so if you'd like to come up, feel free to raise your hand and I'll call on you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, John.
It's good to see you.
So, the past year realized that even though I was trying to push it away for so long, that I'm actually afraid of being alone and wasn't trying and didn't know how to admit that. But there is a big disappointment in that I realize that there isn't, I feel like I've done so much in terms of all these realizations that have really opened me up for years. And the realization that I know that, and I can trust in the fact that I could never really be alone if I fully, fully realized that that consciousness is fully realized. And so there was a disappointment in realizing that I was afraid of being alone, that I wasn't fully realized as I thought I was.
Or there's a part of you that's afraid of being alone.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be afraid if...
Something's opening right now.
Yeah.
Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Just be aware of that. Good. You're expressing the truth of the condition,
mm-hmm.
and that is facilitating a deepening into openness, mm-hmm. right now. That's what I was saying, is that the relative facilitates the absolute. That's what I meant, is that they work together. Rather than this comparative judgment, whatever, stuff.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to let you go off on that one. It's okay. I mean, I get it, but let's just notice what's happening right here now.
Mm-hmm.
So that condition actually is facilitating.
You mean the fear?
Freedom.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean when I say your nemesis is your liberator. All you have to do is recognize it. But when you judge it, compare it, fight it, push it away, to all that other stuff about it, which is...
the resistance.
Yeah, it's actually, it's just simply, okay, so there's a part of you that's afraid of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
See, even as I'm saying it, can you feel your opening? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely... the aloneness is felt so deep, I feel like it's sort of, I'm sort of free-falling in nothing. And I feel like I've been free-falling in nothing for a while, and it's never actually comforting, ever. There's, like, no ground there. There is no ground at all. And it's just, I'm, like, free-falling with, and I feel like some parts of me are trying to grasp onto, like, kind of like you're when you're rock climbing or something, and there are those little pallets, and each one of those little pallets that you can, like, grasp onto doesn't actually have anything. It's those little things are like pieces of an identity that I want to grasp onto or something. It's like I want to still have something to be comforted by. And it's experienced with fear and not, and at times it feels okay, you know? But other times it just is experienced as, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, good. You know? Good.
And that's okay, you know,
that's progress.
And relaxing and
when you know what you're doing, that's no.
Relax.
I don't think we have anybody in here like that, do we? That's the remedial class.
Yeah. And being able to relax in realizing, or just the free falling, is never really truly relaxing for
Come
me.
Come here. Just, okay.
Yeah.
Just let's sit here together.
Okay.
Took you a while to get back.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. You're resisting your power, and that's an embodiment. Now let it move. Your body isn't letting this happen. Now feel your feet on the ground. Feel your hands on your legs and your breath. This will be really important to work with your body awareness, because you know it's that's what's missing. That's better. You feel the difference? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People can get very destabilized in awareness, and just like what you're describing. That's better already. Good. Feel the difference?
Yeah, it's sort of blending into, like, even you is just completely blended in everything.
Well, and of course.
Dissolving.
Yeah. Right. That's good.
Sometimes it just feels like it's too much.
Well, you're resisting, so you're reacting to it. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. The first thing I said was to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
You just need some help.
Yeah.
I know. We all need a little help.
Yeah, it's hard because when I go to work and I have to like put on this composure.
You have to perform.
Being there, like just having some sort of like a meanness there, and it's actually not there, and I'm finding it hard to actually not make it external anymore. It's like I have to walk away sometimes. I can't actually keep composed anymore. I don't like almost as if I'm free falling and everybody could see it now. And I have no way of like putting myself back together enough for people not to notice or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I have a question. Really.
Let's just sit here together.
Okay.
Yeah. You're just not going all the way, that's all. Mm-hmm. You're not letting yourself go all the way. You are right. You're starting to right now. That's better. Let's sit here. I'm going to help you here.
Makes me want to laugh for some reason.
It's okay. You're getting more grounded. Mm-hmm. Feel your breath. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here. Feel your breath in your belly, below your navel. Just be aware of the breath down there. You have to be careful not to abandon yourself, your body. That's better.
Mm-hmm. It is almost like something else goes away and then your body like wants to, I don't know.
Yeah,
keeping
I know.
It all
we're trying
together.
To help the body integrate this. That's what I'm helping you with right now.
Oh, okay.
There's been some disconnect there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably the loneliness thing is part of that. There it is. Yeah.
It's like, how could I ever really be lonely knowing that?
Well, when we abandon ourselves, we are. Okay, that's better. How are you feeling right now? Look here.
Yeah,
look here.
Sorry. Yeah, because when I look away, I look for my mind to answer.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't have an answer of how I am at all.
Okay, let's just be here then.
Yeah.
Don't move.
Oh, crap. That was crazy. That was trippy.
Okay, we'll be back in 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or pop over to Sunday to Berkeley.
It's just, it's so painful when you like, when you know this and it feels just so good. And then you do something or whatever that pulls you away and you get back to your old way of being.
I know, that's the dance.
It's almost like I told this little white lie that I would, just to garner sympathy from somebody, that's something that I would have done when I was like 15. And I feel like I've done so much with myself in a way that I never needed to ever do that again. And I just caught myself recently doing it. And then I just kept going with it. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I can't ever be like that again. And it hurt more than it would have if I were a teenager doing it, telling a little white lie, you know, I would be like, whatever, But now it's like huge, even though the lie wasn't even that big, it's like huge because I wasn't acting out of truth and I can't ever, it's like I have this responsibility now.
I know.
And it's so, I can't ever go back to that and it hurts so bad.
Good,
like,
good.
So bad. I don't even know what to do with
You're
that.
You're lucky.
Man. I don't even know what to do.
Forgive
with
yourself.
That.
Forgive yourself.
Yeah.
Those are unconscious knee jerks, you know. Mm. Does the name Pavlov ring a bell?
I keep, even every single day, I think of that little lie that I told and how I feel like I should tell the truth to that person, but I just can't get myself to do it because it's such a stupid lie that I told. And I think about it every single day now, and it's like...
Okay, come here.
Yeah, sorry.
Come here. It's okay.
Sorry, yeah.
It's okay. This is all... A lot's bubbling.
Mm.
Let's come back. Let's come back.
I feel less heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
I'm super grateful.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
You're so welcome.
It's just this amazing that people come together like this, and just it's just so helpful for everybody. And thank you.
You're really welcome. Okay.
I'm gonna let somebody else come up now.
Okay. I'll see you soon. Good.
I had a question.
Sure.
While I was meditating tonight, it felt like my heart was open, mm-hmm. but I actually felt a physical pain in it.
Mm-hmm. Gas?
Maybe. Thank you, John. yeah, maybe.
Who knows, right?
Right. And yeah, so the question is, can your heart be open? And you have gas. Can your heart be open? And
let's just sit here right now. Let's just see how it is now. Oh, okay. I can feel some stuff in there. Maybe just some sadness or something. I don't know what it is.
Right when you said, "Oh, okay." It hurt a little.
Yeah.
It wasn't hurting, but then it hurt a little.
I felt it and saw it. So I would, and you may not feel it yet, but I would say if, I mean, I'm giving you a read right now.
Yeah.
What I'm sensing, it just feels like there just may be some, you know, emotion wanting to move in there, some grief about who knows what, right? Some letting go. Because when the heart opens, it's also letting go. So stuff can come through. Let's just sit with this and see what happens.
Okay.
We get very good at pushing stuff down where we don't even know it's there. That's okay, no judgment. It's that we often have to learn how to let feeling function health in a healthy way.
Yeah, I find that a lot, actually, that
Most people have learned to repress feeling
yeah.
one way or another. We have to relearn how to let it happen.
In the moment.
Yeah, in a way that's healthy and that actually facilitates awakening, rather than just, you know, perpetuating the story and suffering. That's different. Very different. I don't teach that method. Sorry.
Thank goodness.
Okay, good. That's just, I can feel it. It's getting a little more, it's moving more, it's opening more. I can feel it through, all through here.
Okay. So I don't know what it is, and there's a part of me that wants to go, like, cry out, what is it?
Okay, now that's important to say that, because just to feel that expression. I loved how you did that. I liked how your whole face contorted and, you know, because there's a lot of energy in that. What is it? See, and just sit with that. Don't move. Just what is it? See how that's opening things up right now? That's what I was talking about earlier. When you ask the question, when you can really say whatever it is, even if it's a statement, and it's your truth, it will start opening the doorway. That's what the question, who am I, is supposed to do. That's what inquiry is, however you do it. It doesn't have to be just that one question. It could be any question that turns you into openness. That's it. Come here. And this is why I talk about and often teach the wisdom of not knowing. It's very important. This is where we let go of our control of, there you go. Very good. That's what wanted to move. Just let it come.
I was never allowed to ask the question.
Oh.
And so there is no question ever. You know, it's just
so you pushed it all down. Okay. Of course you can ask.
Well, I don't even know what the question is, so this is so helpful because...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure I can ask?
Absolutely. This is where I talk about it's important to give yourself complete permission. Essential.
It's hard to believe you.
You want some Kleenex?
It's hard to believe you right now about that. About
okay.
That it's okay to ask. Uh-huh. I mean, okay, I don't know what the question is.
So
but
feel it's hard to believe you. Feel that one right now. There, that's opening you too. Yeah, that's opening you too. See? See how powerful these are? We're not just chatting. This is it. Very good. It's okay to feel. It's hard to believe you. See? Yeah, right on.
Oh God. That's very freeing, John.
Yes. Say, wasn't gas.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Christy. No, I'll just continue to sit for a little bit in silence, and then I'll have a few things to say in a little while. Let's go all night. Coming together like this is a powerful opportunity, actually. And it isn't about what you think or you believe at all. It really transcends that. And the only thing that's requested of you is to let go of whatever you think is happening or whatever should be happening, and really let yourself find out how to be guided into your true openness. And that movement is happening here. So it's beautiful to be in the space with you on a wonderful evening. And the interactions, you know, can really, and I think they did tonight very much, move us all into a deeper vastness. So I want to thank those who came up and I don't know what to call it. Happened. What we find, and I think people were referring to it in this journey, is that it's not our life. We don't own this. We don't control this. We actually don't know what's going on. And that's awesome. So I love our gatherings, and I'm delighted to be here with you and deeply appreciate the opportunity to be of help and support. So I hope to see you soon. In the meantime, find out what questions or expressions bring you into openness, into connection. And find out how to trust that inner guidance system that is here always waiting for you to tap into it. And of course, happy trails.